You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, welcome everyone to the first daily broadcast on the weekdays of Psychic View. I am very thrilled to see the callers have already started lining up for today. And I'm going to start each program with a vibration for the day. Today's vibration is allowing yourself to take the paddles out of the water, put them in your canoe, and just go with the flow of things. Allow yourself to be guided today. There are influences working on your behalf that you need to stay out of the way of. Just let things happen. So that's the vibration of the day. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from area code 831. Hello, 831. Who's this?
My name is Lisa Ray, calling from California.
Oh, well, welcome to the program. What's your question?
Career. I have two business meetings today, and I'm ready for a change or... Yeah, a change.
Okay.
I'm in love. I met the man of my dreams. That's all I want.
Okay, well, we're going to concentrate on your career right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw three cards for each of your meetings today. So I'm drawing three cards for the first meeting right now, and I'm drawing three cards for the second meeting. All right, so I'm going to touch on the first one right now, and then let me look at the second one. Okay, either one would be a great opportunity for you. It depends on how hard you want to work. The first one that's being presented to you, it says here that allows you to learn something that would be a stepping stone for you. So it would be where you could eventually become your own entrepreneur or rebel as a result of the first connection, and that it says that you'll stay in this opportunity for about 18 months. And that within the 18 months, I would recommend that you use this opportunity as though you are an intern, that you are going in to learn everything you can like a sponge, and that you go in with the attitude that you're there to absorb the information from the experts around you. So that's the first opportunity. The second opportunity is something you might enjoy more. It's the easier one because it feels like more of a long-term or life career. The first one's a stepping stone. The second one is where you actually feel like you're part of a team. It's easygoing. You don't have to work so hard. You don't have to prove yourself too much. So either opportunity is a good one. It just depends on your goal. I would advise you that if you take the first one, that you are incredibly candid and honest about your intentions spiritually before you step into the first opportunity. Does that all make sense?
Wow, on the head, yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to be real curious what happens after your meetings today. So if you wouldn't mind either calling into the program later in the week or just shoot me a quick email and let me know what happened.
I sure will. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, well,
much.
Thank you for finding the program, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, Mona. It's Mara.
Hi, Mara. What's your question?
I'd just like to know what you see coming up this summer as far as romance, love.
Okay, let's see. Well, you have some interesting cards, Mara. You have a card here that talks about it's very important that you don't attract the kind of person that you've attracted in the past.
Oh, yeah, that's right. took a long time not to be with anyone.
Okay, so what it's saying, though, is that you need to take action about the kind of person you want to attract. So the very first thing I want you to do is I want you to write down the qualities of what you're looking for in a good companion of choice. And this is how I actually advise people to attract love into their life, that they're not looking for the one, because the one will evolve, all right? They're instead seeking their companion of choice. So that's what I want you to concentrate on, is your companion of choice. Now, what that means is that's somebody that you want to go to a new nice place with when a new restaurant opens, or that you want to go see the latest movie, or this is the person that you can spend all day in your PJs just hanging out and reading, all right? You are looking for someone that would easily incorporate them into your life, all right? That's the vibration that I want you to adopt to attract this. It's saying that there is something that happens between now and July connecting with romance for you. It's very important that in these next couple of months, so between now and the end of July, that you're taking on the vibration that as soon as somebody shows you an aspect of their character that reminds you of something that hurt you in the past, you need to dismiss them as a candidate.
Oh, I do. That's what I did many months ago, because it was somebody I used to go with, and
uh-huh.
He hasn't changed. So I was not, even though he was really attractive, I wasn't attracted to him anymore.
I'm very
impressed
with you for that. That's a huge lesson for you to realize that the person that usually people don't change. Seriously, their spiritual essence doesn't really change, okay? Their behaviors or how they do things might change, but their core of who they are really doesn't change. That's sort of static in
mm-hmm.
That's my belief anyway, that the core of who you are is the core of who you are. And so that you recognize that is incredibly wonderful. What I want you to do, though, what I see here
mm-hmm.
for you doing is getting yourself involved with groups that are more likely to be energizing the man that you want to actually be with. So let's say you decide to take up an interest in wine, so you start going to wine tastings. Let's say you decide to take up an interest in golf, so you start going in the middle of the week at 11 o'clock or noon to go hit golf balls. And I'm telling you that because you need to put yourself in the path of a man that would be naturally more high quality for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be something. Sorry?
Wait, no, you just finished, but you said it's going to be in somewhat.
It's saying that you need to incorporate yourself into activities that involve higher quality men. And it has nothing to do with going to a bar, which you don't strike me as a bar type. So
no, not at all. I'm more,
right.
So, I like sporting events.
Right. So indoor rock climbing, a bicycling group, a hiking group, something where you can, a tennis club, something where you can actually get yourself in the path.
A tennis club.
Yes. I'm serious.
That's more what I like. But you said this person coming up, he's, is there anything about him that I would be able to pick up on? Like,
well, you would,
about
you would recognize right away that this is a guy that's ready for a relationship, and that the description I'm getting with him is brown hair and blue eyes, and he's very slender. Not that, I mean, he likes to eat, but he forgets to eat. He's just so kind of into his head a lot, which is why he does the sports activities to sort of calm his head down. So I got to go to another call, but I'm so happy that you called in.
You mean that's Mr. Right, not Mr. Right Now, the tall,
that would be your companion of choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibration that you need to adopt, that you're seeking your companion of choice. All right, my friend, I got to go.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to go to area code. Oh, fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
George.
Hey, George, what's your question for me?
I'm planning on buying a car today, hopefully. And should I mention a dealer?
No.
Okay. I want to put down $1,000. I don't want to pay no down payments. I mean, monthly payments more than $200. Am I going to be able to get it?
Hold on. Let's see. Yes. This says that you will be able to get this this vehicle, but I would check more than one dealership if I were you. Okay? Did you already choose the car?
Yeah, it's, can you hold for 1 second? Let's see.
Well, you don't have to tell me the car. I just want to let me, I just wanted you to tell me that you actually chose a car that you like.
Yeah, it's a Dodge Stratus.
Okay. What I would, those are nice cars, by the way. What I would do is I would go to more than one dealership and say that you're in negotiations with the other dealership for this deal and see if they can match it. Okay,
so
but I would go to more than one dealership. This says that you'll be in a different car today, so call me back and or send me an email and let me know.
Okay, I'm not going to buy a reputable car or is it going to be the lemon? I'm trying to get a nice car. I'm trying to go to a respectable dealer. Am I going to get a decent car?
Well, this says yes.
Okay.
But you need to make sure that you're negotiating it correctly. You might even make sure that they include a one-year warranty with the car.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But this is saying yes. So let me know, okay? Send me a picture.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So the next call I'm going to take has blocked their number. Normally, I don't take calls that the numbers are blocked because I like to identify you guys by your area code. But let's see if I can get this person on the air because sometimes they don't recognize that I'm tapping them. So, all right, let's see. Hello, you're live on the air with Mona. Who's this?
Hi, this is Trish. It's an internet call.
Hey, Trish. I didn't know that's how that came up. So you're teaching me too. Okay, so what's your question?
It's looking for some insight around career, possible job changes.
Yes. There is some huge disruption connected with your career, according to these cards. Here you are giving your best, and it's not appreciated where you are right now. And you kind of already know that. What it's saying is that you need to identify what it really is that you want to do, because your cards are talking about, they're indicating that it's time for you to absolutely follow your heart. So whatever that is going to be, you need to follow that. So it's saying that you will initiate the job change. You won't be fired. You'll initiate the job change. And I really prefer that you do that. You know, there's there just seems to be a huge vibration of sort of entitlement from a lot of companies out there that they know that the job market is kind of tight and they can replace people at the drop of a hat. But the way I want you to look at this is nobody can do what you do the way you do it. That's how I want you to look at this. And that you need...
I'm actually interviewing right now. I'm waiting on offers. I just was just curious if you, when you saw them coming in.
This is saying as quickly as the next month. I mean, they're kind of happen fast. What I like about the companies that you're visiting with is that they recognize what you bring to the table. And though I don't see you getting all ego about it, negotiating something really too high, in other words, I don't see greed coming in here on your part, what I see is that you're going to negotiate a very fair all-around package. And when I say fair all-around package, you may go for just a little bit more of a salary than what you're making right now, but you might negotiate 4 or 5 weeks vacation a year.
Right, right.
And so those would be the sort of intangibles that I would negotiate. Also, if I were you, because you're so good with time management, I would also negotiate the ability for you to work remotely as part of your dialogues when you're doing this initial discussion.
Yeah, both of them actually do allow me to work remotely.
Well, then this is, you're going to be changing jobs within the next month. And what I like about the fact that you get to change jobs, I like it for two reasons. The first, it's going to be a better fit for you intellectually and spiritually. Secondly, you're going to find out within a couple months after you leave your current current job how much they miss you.
Well, that would be nice because they certainly don't appreciate me now.
Well, and that's what it's saying in the cards. So you're wise enough spiritually to understand that this is not a good fit for you anymore. And you're wise enough to do something about it instead of acting like a victim. Like, why are they treating me this way? You're just taking action, which I really respect about you. And your cards are talking about that eventually you will be an entrepreneur or go into just full-time consulting with what you do, but that time's not right now.
Wow, that's exactly the way I was feeling, too. So right on.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 478 area code. Hello, 478. Who's this? Hello, 478. Okay.
Hey,
hello.
Mona. This is Patricia. Hello.
Oh, hey, Patricia. How you doing?
I'm good. I didn't get the principal promotion, and this is my second year being looked over at the school that I am. So can you give me some insight on why I am stuck?
Well, I'll tell you why you're stuck. And it's a stupid reason, but I'm going to tell you why you're stuck. You're too good at what you are too good at what you do, and it would be too difficult to replace you, which is why they're not promoting you. Which really sucks.
Yes, it does. And it's been, my school's been open for 2 years, and they always place another person over me. I make it to like the third interview, and then I don't go anywhere.
Well, the only suggestion that I have for you, Patricia, would be for you to switch to another school district, which might involve a move. And I'm not sure that you're ready for that. So,
But I'm willing
to
drive.
Okay.
And just
stay
there during the weekend.
Okay, then it doesn't hurt for you to put inquiries in another direction. But if I were you, this is what I would do for this next school year. I would stay put for the next school year, and I would start getting myself more politically involved. I would put myself in the spotlight if I were you in some way where you actually show your mojo in a much bigger way than they expect. And then there will be no choice but to do something better for you when this comes around the next time.
Okay, so get more political politics-like with the system.
Well, it not only internally politically, you know, where you are right now, but also externally politically.
Okay.
Where you start bringing the focus onto your school district, onto in other words, you may even decide to create something for the community that ends up putting you on the map where someplace like USA Today covers you or Oprah, you get Oprah's attention and they go, oh, my God, Patricia at the school district is doing this.
Okay.
But that's where the thinking cap comes in. And it's saying that you need to get serious about your happiness. So the way to get serious about your happiness might be to start connecting into social media regarding some of your brightest students in where you work.
Okay.
And that you're the one facilitating that. So it's saying that you are going to have a new adventure. It's just not right now. And the biggest vibration that you can adopt, Patricia, is to realize that nobody can do what you do the way you do it. Okay? And that by you allowing yourself to actually be more you connected with your job right now, then there will be no choice but to put the focus on you in a positive way. Okay?
Okay.
For example, and I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say that there is a student that is absolutely off the chart brilliant that you happen to know about. I see you working with his, say, physics instructor, physics teacher. And you guys follow him on a science project that ends up going to the national level. That's an example of what I'm talking about. Because what I'm actually having you do is reach out to the teachers and say, what student is gifted in your class?
Okay.
And that
I'll
that
look into
you,
I have some ideas already in my head that I wanted to put in place when I became the principal, but I was just saving it, but I guess I'll pull it out of my hat now.
Well, here's the thing, is it can't hurt. You got to politically work the system, though, and make sure that you need to make sure that that you're not stepping on whoever the principal is.
Okay, I won't. Comes from a high school, so she won't know anything about elementary. And I know teachers are going to naturally come look to me, but I'm going to say, go to Dr. Gray.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what you're going to do. And then you're going to go to Dr. Gray and say, look, I want to put our school on the map. And this is how I'm going to do it.
Okay.
And the cool thing about it is you can get your students all involved, too.
Okay.
Because some of them may know more about social media than you do.
Yeah. I'm limited on that aspect anyway, but they know all of it.
I would spend this summer taking classes in social media.
Okay.
Online webinars, that sort of thing, and finding out everything you can about it. It may be that what you do is sort of an anti-bullying campaign.
Yeah, because that's big in my district. Now, it is big at school kids being bullied, so that would be good.
So, yeah. But here's the cool thing about it is that I see you putting your school on the map. That's what I see happening.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
All
thanks
right.
for calling.
Thank see
you later.
You. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 207 area code. Hello, 207. Who's this?
This is Rolina. Hi, Mona.
Hi, Rolina. What's your question?
Okay, well, this is my question. Okay, I work for the school district, driving a school bus. Seems my work for this summer is scattered. Do you see me working at least 25 hours a week this summer?
That's interesting. The nice thing about your experience, and by the way, are you, before I even turn cards over for you, are you stuck, are you totally committed to working for the school district, or would you be open to something else?
I'd be open to anything right now because I've talked to you before, but I was in the process. I'm still going to go forward with this and running my own business with the pets. But now I'm feeling, because of a lot of things I've looked into and all this, that a lot of it's going to have to come out of pocket. And I'm going to start having to buy my equipment and all this other stuff.
Right. Well, the timing for that is not yet. So I just want to let you know that timing is not yet. But what it's saying for you to get the kind of hours that you need to work for this summer, there are two women you need to kiss their butts to get this gig. One is kind of a bitch, and one is really sweet. But these are the two women that you need to call and say, hey, by the way, it's me, Rolina. Just want to let you know I'm available for summer school this year, and I haven't gotten any word officially about my bus schedule, and I'm just curious if what I can do to help facilitate that.
Well, I talked to my boss today, and then I had community services. I'm talking to them, and I'm also talking to VIP Tours, which is a totally different bus company.
I have to tell you, I have a really good feeling about VIP Tours.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, because it seems like your boss sort of shut you down in some way today, which is why you're calling me.
Yeah, he did. He kind of ignored me, and I think he knew it.
Here's the thing. He's very self-absorbed.
Yes,
right?
He is.
So
yeah.
What I would do, because he is so self-absorbed, is since you talked, did you talk to him over the phone or in person?
No, I talked to him over the phone. I had to take today off because for some reason I broke out in hives and it's really bad. But anyhow,
you're stressed about work. That's why you broke out in hives. So what I would suggest for that, and I'm going to give you something to do, so don't let me forget. What I want you to do is, as soon as we get off the phone, I want you to email your boss and say, hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today about the bus schedule. Just want to let you know that I'm available and I'm looking forward to you sending me my upcoming schedule. Thanks, Rolina.
Okay.
So you send a very assumptive email that thanks for taking the time to talk with me today. I'm looking forward to hearing what my schedule will be this summer, and please feel free to call me anytime. All right? Then after you send that email, do you have any Epsom salts at home?
I did, but I don't think I have any on hand
now. Do you have like a container of salt in your cupboard?
I think I have sea salt.
Okay. Put a cup of sea salt in bath water, or a container of baking soda, either one, and put it in your bathtub and soak in the bathtub for about 10 minutes and imagine that all the negativity is being pulled out of your system by the salt or the baking soda, okay? And then get up, dry yourself off, and get dressed, and usually that helps with hives.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay. Thank you on that. Okay. Well, the only thing is I just wanted to say that he was going to split this job between three people now, and there wasn't enough hours for even two people before.
Okay. Well, what you say is I look forward to the schedule, because here's the thing, is you don't want him to think that you're a bitch. You want him to think that you're a team player, all right? But then I would pursue the VIP tour. I know.
Excuse me. Say that again, the last part.
I said we want him to know you're a team player.
Right.
And then I want you to pursue the VIP tours, because you can always cancel on this dude about your schedule if the VIP tour thing comes in. Okay, so still act like a team player, because we know you are.
I gotcha. Absolutely.
Okay, play both sides here right now.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
that makes sense.
I got to go.
All right, bye. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Rast Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. They made Dice Wisdom an inspirational app for Mystic Mona. Rast Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastmedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastmedia.com.
All right, and I'm going to go to area code 267. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. What's your question?
I guess I have a relationship question, and I'm wondering what you see coming for me. And in particular, I was with somebody prior for 3 years. We broke up about almost a year ago, and I'm wondering, like, if you see how he's feeling about me.
Well, okay, what your cards are talking about is a man that has dark hair and dark eyes. He's somebody that he really likes the good life, and he's incredibly easygoing. He's already made a way for himself in this world, so he's got a good job where he owns his own company. He does well on his own. Do you recognize this man?
No.
Okay, then it's not the guy from the past.
Okay.
So having said that, it's talking about you getting serious about connecting with this particular man. And the way I want you to do this is, instead of being the person's like always looking at the guys like, are you the one, are you the one, are you the one, which I'm always resistant to telling people that, are you the one, you know, looking for the one, because anybody can be the one. Anybody can be that person. There's a reason why certain people cross your path, all right? What I want you to do, though, is I want you to start treating all men that you interact with as though they could be your best friend. Just okay. Doesn't matter who it is, just be nice to them, all right? Doesn't mean you have to go to coffee with them or date them or, you know, sleep with them. And as a matter of fact, speaking of sleeping with them, you are not going to sleep with a guy until you like him.
Right.
Which is going to take 2 or 3 months till you decide if you like him, all right? And if a guy pushes you to sleep with you too quickly, then that's not the guy, all right? Because what this is saying is this next man that you attract that has those characteristics, dark hair, dark eyes, he's somebody that he likes the good life. He's very good with money. He's learned how to make his way in this world. This is the companion I see for you because I see him being loyal. I see him making you laugh. And I actually see that you finally feel like you have found a playmate in this lifetime, your companion of choice. All right? So that's the man that's coming in your direction.
Okay, do you have a time frame on that or no?
Well, it's all about, okay, I'm reluctant to tell people time frames unless it comes up really strongly in your cards. Your time frame's not coming up strongly. It's talking about a vibration of being open to receive the love around you, all right? And what's interesting is you have the funniest little card that starts your reading, and it's a card that's called guilt. And sometimes that card comes up when people have put themselves in this weird vibration that either they don't think that they deserve a wonderful, fabulous relationship, so they keep attracting jerks to them. Or sometimes that card comes up when there's unresolved issues from a past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so that man that you mentioned before, if there are unresolved issues with him, what I would do is I would write those down and say, these are my unresolved issues with this guy, right? And write them all down. And at the bottom of that, you write, I release this past relationship for the one I deserve. You sign your name and you burn it.
Okay.
On a sheet of paper. Because I really don't think that anybody from the past is going to be somebody that you're going to align with in your future romantically.
I guess,
now,
I mean, go ahead.
One of the things I want to tell you is that you're more likely to meet this man when he's seeing you laughing and having a good time. So the only suggestion I have for you is I want you to find activities that put you in the public eye that are fun for you. And I don't care what they are. It could be scrapbooking. It could be bowling. It could be mudding, you know, those mudder races, which people have to kind of train for, but they're a boatload of fun. And people, there's something so wonderful and bonding about people that do those mudder races, you know, the obstacle courses.
Uh-huh.
And what it's saying is that you need to get serious about having a good time, which is the weirdest thing I could tell you. But it's saying that this man notices you because you're laughing and smiling and having a great time. That's how he's attracted to you. It has nothing to do with you looking at some guy across the room in you know, a bar and going, oh, my God, I have to sleep with this guy. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy
mm-hmm.
that actually sees you doing something you enjoy, and he approaches you, and it happens very organically and easily and exactly on the pace that it needs to for you to form a trusting, lasting relationship.
Cool. Because I have been secluding myself lately, like just staying in, and I've done too much.
I'm sorry, I didn't get any of that.
I said I haven't really gone out much lately and socialized, so that's what I know I do need to do.
I agree with that. And even you deciding that there might be, like here in Nevada, we have the Friends of Nevada Wilderness, which is this organization that does projects to keep Nevada clean or, you know, campaigns and fundraising. And it's wonderful to see the people that come out for that. And these are people that are seriously concerned about the environment here in Nevada. So Friends of Nevada Wilderness, if there's some place like that where you live, where you can volunteer on the weekends and go and help, then that's one way to do it. But you spend way too much time indoors and by yourself. And the UPS guy is not going to deliver romance to you unless it is the UPS guy.
Uh-huh.
All right, my friend, got to go.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. See you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 985 area code. Oh, let me get you on the air. Hello, 985.
Hi. Who's this? Hi, Mona. My name is Helen. I would just like a general reading on romance. Seems like things get heated, and then all of a sudden they cool down. So I'd
okay.
like some info.
So, Helen, just before I answer your question, yeah. how did you find my program?
Oh, so far, you mean from listening? Oh, I think it's really great. I enjoy it. I'm enjoying
well, no,
it.
But how did you originally find it?
Oh, Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you. And make sure that you indicate that you like my program so that you can be notified of stuff that I do on the program, okay?
Okay, yeah, sure. Follow
all right,
it,
cool.
you mean? Yeah. All right. Okay.
Now, your cards, here's why you get to that point with a relationship and then it sort of
mm-hmm.
takes a nosedive, all right? You have cards that talk about you really want to have a life partner, all right? And what it's saying is that when things kind of get heated up, instead of getting more casual about the process, you suddenly get very serious. And when you get serious, you scare them away. So the way to take this to that next level is when you start getting incredibly fond of the person, that you need to treat them even more casually, like a puppy or a kitten. Seriously, something
mm-hmm.
that you give great attention to and that you kind of adore their way, but that you don't get too serious about them. Because what it's saying here, and I'm actually going to give you a timeline, which doesn't come up very often, so I'm going to give you a timeline. In the next 3 months, I want you to be very relaxed about every person you interact with. That just be yourself, be candid and honest with a sense of humor about it. And what this is saying is that it's talking about that you meet somebody very special and that it does
mm-hmm.
go to a level of exclusivity within the next 3 months.
That sounds interesting.
Okay. But the lesson here is don't get too serious too quickly.
All right.
Okay. And then
just
what it says, you need to behave as though it doesn't matter to you whether the relationship goes serious or not.
Okay.
And that if you
very
adopt
good.
The vibration that the person will always be your friend, and that that's the most important part of the relationship first, then you get past that, like, scary point of, is this going to be serious, and is this person going to be around for a while?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you, Mona. Yes.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 253 area code. Hello, 253. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, 253. Who's this?
Oh, this is Holly. I thought I already talked to you.
Oh, you already talked to me?
I think so.
Did oh, I? Okay. All right. Because I don't have you I don't have you as one of my people that I talked to earlier. You might have called another psychic show.
Well, may I ask a quick one?
Sure.
I have family members from marriage. Two sister-in-laws have been, I don't know if I can ask this, have been robbed with, you know, a lot of money's been taken by another younger female family member. We're just wondering if she's going to be caught and, you know, what can we do to help the police catch her?
Well, what this is saying is she's going to, and you're reminding me of a story. This happened, one of my clients came to me years ago, and you're reminding me of a story where this woman gave her niece the opportunity to work with her, and the niece ended up stealing a lot of money from her.
Yeah.
And what happened was is that the niece was really stupid because she was only like 21 or something, 19 or 20 years, something really young. And all she was doing, she was going out and she was buying very expensive shoes with the money.
Oh, my gosh.
All right?
Sounds familiar, yeah.
And that's how she got caught.
Oh.
Because there was no way to account for the money trail.
Oh.
And so what I would do is I would go to, if you know that she's spending money places, what I would do is go to those retailers and ask how she paid for those.
Yeah.
And maybe even work with the police and say, you know, she's shown up lately with these kind of items. And
this
they look
is so
expensive.
Bizarre because that's exactly what she did. She went to Macy's and bought all the most expensive things and came home with bags every day. She stole like $30,000 from one of her aunts.
Right. So what you need
stole,
to do,
yeah.
What you need to do is go to the police and say she's coming home with all of this expensive stuff from these retailers. Could you please follow up and find out how she's paying for those?
Gosh. Okay. That's just
okay.
Like the same story. Yeah.
Okay. So apparently we didn't talk before because I don't remember this question.
Okay.
So thank
you
for calling. And let me know what happens because this is actually saying that don't delay on pursuing this. Don't postpone this at all. What I would do is immediately call the police and give them an update to the report.
Yes. I will. Right when we hang up, I'm going
to. Okay, perfect. And then email me and let me know what happens.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Hello, hi, Mona. This is Eduardo. How you doing?
Hi, Eduardo. What's your question?
Well, I wanted to see if you can give me a general reading.
Well, general readings is what people pay me to do because I spend way more time going on with what's going on with you in every category of your life. So if there's a specific area you want me to explore, I'd be delighted to do that.
All right, work. Maybe a new – some people that approach me to take guys to maybe work together.
All right, let me look. Eduardo, it's really important that the next opportunity that you take feels like it's family to you. It's one of the things, you're very talented. Your cards are coming up incredibly talented, all right? That there's no question in my mind that you know what you're doing and that you have the skill, all right? It's really important that the next opportunity that you take, that you can trust these people and treat them like family, all right? Because what it's saying is that the challenge you've had in the past is that you go to these opportunities and you're all in and you're ready to do it all. And it feels like you're being sort of cut out or excluded from things. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it feels like these guys are doing?
Well,
like the
there's
past?
What it's saying is that, and I'm going to give you a date, all right? There is something that's coming to you by the 21st of this month, all right? It's really important that you ask very direct questions about how things are going to work. You might even set up a contract before you even go into this, because what your cards are saying is that you don't want to feel like your best efforts are being used against you, okay? Because that's happened in the past, and that's what I don't want to have happen moving in the future. There is an incredible opportunity coming to you by the 21st of this month. And what I want you to do to draw that to you, it may not be this particular one that you're approaching or that is approaching you. I want you to sort of stall that or put that on hold. Because what the cards are saying here, you've got the best card in the deck. There's a card in traditional tarot that's called the World. You have that card, all right? And it's all the puzzle pieces falling in place for you to get exactly what you want, all right? It means letting go of how you did things before to go in this brand new opportunity. And tell me the line of work you're in.
Well, I've been developing a mobile game that I'm hopefully will launch in the middle of June.
Wow. Well, you know, here's the cool thing. Now, I want to tell you, I have an app, all right? It's called Dice Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I worked with the folks at Raster Media here in Las Vegas to help me develop it. It is the coolest app. It allows you to ask questions on your phone, all right? It's the neatest thing. Okay, now you have this game. One of the things that you need to do is realize that you might not need anybody but yourself to do this.
Great.
So
what
I would do is maybe even bounce your idea off the folks at Raster Media because they did such a beautiful job with my app. And that's why I promote them on my radio program, because they talked me through everything to get it accepted through the iTunes store. I mean, they were wonderful with me.
I have a company that's helping me, and I should be ready for launch. Beta launch on June 15. I just didn't. You know, I was thinking of maybe looking for investors later on, but I'm going to launch regardless. You know.
Okay, that's perfect. But I would almost wait till after it's launched for those other people that you're looking at. Like I want you to stall it till it's launched.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll do.
Because this is saying that you are the expert here. And you need to treat yourself like the expert. I mean, Eduardo, I actually see you doing presentations in front of large groups of people about the successes that you're going to create, because it's not just this.
Okay, awesome.
All right, my friend. One. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, Mona.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
See.
All right. I've got somebody that looks like they're calling in on their computer. So, hello, mystery person. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? My name is Lisa.
Sorry, what was your name?
Lisa.
Oh, hey, Lisa. What's your question?
I have a quick question for you. It's about employment. I hope I didn't jeopardize my mixed temp assignment. That's my question. Last Friday, I was temping at a nonprofit agency.
Okay, Lisa, sweetheart. Lisa. I'm having a really hard time understanding you, so can you make sure your mouth is right next to the speaker on your phone?
I turned it. Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. Okay, so now ask the question again.
Okay, I can turn the volume up. Okay, I have a quick question, and it's about employment. My last temp assignment ended on Friday, and I received an email. Yeah, after 3 months, I received an email from the job coordinator, and she said there may be another assignment in another department, and she said that she'll get back to me. Now, this is on Friday, so I haven't heard from her as of yet. Do you see me going back to the same company,
I have a question for you. Was the pay fair enough for you to go back?
The pay was fair. I mean, I can go back and stay in there until I find something else.
Okay, because what it's saying is that there is a job coming to you in July. So I like the idea of you taking this temporary assignment. This says a permanent, regular, or temp-to-hire opportunity is coming to you in July. So what I would recommend is I would call the temporary staffing service that you're working through and say, one of the coordinators mentioned that I might be working in another department. Will you follow up for me?
Okay.
Okay. Do it that way, because then you're going through the right hierarchy, and temporary staffing companies are very good about following up on anybody being placed. So what I would recommend is you call the temporary service today and say, you know, when I was leaving my job on Friday, because, you know, my temporary assignment ended in this one department, one of the other coordinators came up and said, hey, would you be interested in working in this other department? So I just wanted to follow up on that, because I want to make sure I don't take another job with another temporary service if this one's coming up.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You know, it's so ironic that you say that, because one of the ladies in the department, she asked me if I had something else lined up. I told her yes, even though I didn't, because I didn't want any sympathy. Do you see any confusion or?
No, I see them I see them taking action, because you're not lying when you say I may have something else on the horizon. That's true. Mm-hmm. You may have something else on the horizon. The thing is if they want you, they're going to need to take action so that you can, because you were an incredible employee for this temporary assignment. That's why they want you back. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, my friend. Let me know what happens. Okay, Lisa?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. Bye. Okay. Got somebody here. Oh, let me get that come. Crap, I just accidentally dropped somebody's call, and I didn't mean to, so my bad. I'm going to go to Rose Maria. Hello, Rose Maria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your question for me?
Just something I'm interested in.
Okay, Rosemaria, you're going to have to call me back on a landline because your computer is breaking up. So I'm going to put you back on hold in hopes that you're going to call me back. And I'm going to go to area code 484. Hello, 484. Did I accidentally hang up on you?
Yes, you did, but I called back. I'm here.
I'm so happy. What's your first name?
My name is Tonetta, and how are you doing, Mona?
Hi, Tonetta. What's your question for me?
My question is about Dan. Dan. You
Dan
know
the
Dan. Dan the man. Now, listen, is Dan the man going to move in my house this month?
No, and I don't want him to.
Oh, no. Why?
I'll tell you. Here's why. What your cards are saying is that Dan the man has potential, but I don't want Dan the man moving in with you because I think what would happen is you would turn into his adopted housewife.
Okay.
And you would would cook for him, you would clean for him, you would make sure his boxers were clean, you would do all
absolutely.
This stuff.
Absolutely, yes, I'm
I know,
Italian,
but
that's
don't,
what I do.
I know, sweetheart, but I don't want you to do that for him. Because
okay,
according to this, Dan the man hasn't quite proven to you that he's worthy of you, Tonetta.
All right. But,
sweetheart,
Mona,
here's the thing. Is that I actually want you, because it seems like he's on the fence about making a commitment with you. What I want
yes,
you to do
is yes, he
is.
Do you see that?
See that. And what I want you to do is I want you to go back to treating him like a friend, not a boyfriend.
Oh, Mona, come on. We can't go
anywhere. I'm just telling you, if you want to hook this guy, you got to look as though he's not the only choice you have. Okay. You can't set up house with a guy that and this is saying you don't know him that well.
I know him since I was a little girl, since childhood. We grew up together and we've been dating for 2 years.
This is saying you don't know him romantically. You know him because of history. But you don't know him romantically. And if you've been dating for 2 years, the only way that I see you guys moving in together is if he marries your ass.
So, Mona, is he entertaining other females behind my back, Mona?
Well, by the way, I don't like the word female. I'm just telling you, this is my own little thing, because it just takes a woman down to her gender. So is
okay.
he entertaining other ladies or women? This is saying that he's always open to other opportunities. Right now, that's what your cards are saying. And what I don't want to have happen is I don't want you to get his ass moved in with you, and then you find out that he's flirting with other women, even though you two are living under the same roof. So because you've been sort of dating for the last couple of years, the next logical step is not him moving in with you. The next logical step is for him to ask you to marry him. And if he's not doing that, you're not going to convince him to marry you by moving in with him and making sure his boxers are clean.
Mona, do you see this man asking me to marry him in the future?
Well, right now it says no. Now, remember, when I do a reading for people, it's a picture of the moment. So the picture of the moment right now is he's doing whatever he can to avoid the question of moving in with you. So
well, I never asked him to move in. The only reason I'm asking you is because I actually had two other psychics tell me June 25th he's moving in, and I didn't.
Okay, remember, when any psychic does a reading for you, it's a picture of the moment, okay?
Right.
I do, and every time you ask a psychic a question, you're getting a different picture of the moment, all right? So
okay.
My picture of the moment that I'm getting for you is that you need to show him that there's nobody in the world like you out there, and he needs to recognize
right.
that. And I know that. You know that. I know that you're an amazing catch and that you would be the most loyal, wonderful, loving companion ever. I know that. And if I played for the other team, I'd probably want to get hooked up with you, all right? But I'm just telling you what the cards are saying right now is that for you to actually know if you have any kind of future with this guy, you need to step back and see if he steps forward.
Right, right. And that's what I've been doing. I've been
okay.
Just, you know.
Then you're doing it right, my friend.
Okay.
All right, my friend. I got to go. Thanks for
Thank
calling.
Thank you.
All right,
bye
see
bye.
You later. Okay, bye.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Vice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Vice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to DiceWisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.